5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Exciting time. Ashley is here. And Ashley, she carries around this box of questions all the time. And she just likes to ask people random questions here. Except that you left your regular box at the news studio.
I did.
As a meteorologist, she's there every single day. And instead, we're improvising with a box of Cheez-Its, empty box of Cheez-Its.
Yes.
Would you reach in the box, please, and pull out a question from Baylor's box of questions?
Okay, you want me to pull it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the box is next to you. I got to get up. I got to do something.
All right. Let's do this one. Oh, Julie, how about you read it?
Julie's going to read it?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. It says, do you have a weird habit? Oh, I don't know.
You know what? Actually, I don't have a weird habit, but I was thinking about doing it. Let me try this out on you guys right now and see what you guys think, whether or not this sound is insane. All right? So I've just gotten a bunch of new shoes. I've decided that I needed shoes and I needed sneakers, right? So I went out and I ordered, like, I don't know, 3-4 pairs of shoes and sneakers over the last week. But here's the thing. Now, because, like, one pair is, like, super white, and they're all brand new. You know how it is when you get that first scuff on it? It's like a new car.
Oh, it's like, forget it.
Yeah, it's terrible. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have even bothered to get these. So there's no way for me to get in my car, drive here. I have the WeatherTech mats, but they leave marks on the shoes, and then walk in when the weather's not good.
Oh, gosh.
And so I'm thinking that I'd like to be like Mr. Rogers was 100 years ago, where I'd like to have, house shoes. But I'd like to have him here at the building.
No, do it.
But we gave up our office, so we only have one cubicle and one cabinet here, and Anna will totally ridicule me if I have pairs of shoes in there.
We get you a little rack. You can keep all your shoes on different racks.
I mean, it, practically speaking, though, it does sound like a good idea, right?
I like that.
Keep the shoes clean.
Good. It's a weird habit, but it would be a good one.
I actually think the thing with shoes is... a new thing, because I think kids in school, when they have like the nice Nikes or something, they walk a certain way to not give it a crease
the
toe.
That's a thing, though. They do it in the city, the commuter shoe. Mm-hmm. They do like a sneaker, and then they change into their nice shoes.
Yeah.
You're onto something.
I mean, I do it at work. Yes. I don't want to wear heels everywhere.
I'm onto something, but would you already? I mean, I'd probably be.
I don't think anybody would notice.
No.
You'd be fine.
Nobody would say it. Anna comes back and I've got 4 pairs of shoes in the cabinet and all of a sudden she won't say anything, you don't think?
Not a thing at all.
Something you want to confess.
Weird hobby or habit, Julie?
I have to have a sweet treat after anything I eat after every meal I have. It's in my bag right now for lunch.
Is that right?
Yeah, everything I have.
Like how large of a sweet treat?
Oh, it depends. It depends on how hungry I am, but even if it's a little chocolate after, I even put a little chocolate in my lunch.
Okay. Like she's 8. It's nice. Ashley, do you have any weird habits or hobbies?
I do.
What's up?
When I'm doing just a mundane activity, whether it's straightening my hair or vacuuming, I chew on my tongue.
What? Let me see.
Like you stick
you
it
want
out
to see
like,
my tongue?
You stick it out like you're concentrating or what?
No, I chew on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. It's bizarre, but
I mean, comparatively speaking to that, like,
hey, we said weird habit.
The shoe thing is not that weird, actually, I guess. So I think I'm going to bring in all my shoes tomorrow. All of them.
Step it up.